is Wednesday morning, Parshas Kisisa, Tavshim Peidalad. I'd like to speak about Shabbos from today's Parsha. And we'll start with, it's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk says, Sheshish yamim ye asim alacha, 6 days work shall be done. Uvayayim ashvi, on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbosain. It is a Shabbos Shabbosain, it's a double language of Shabbos. Kodesh Lashem, it is Kodesh Lashem. Kol asim alacha v'yam ha-Shabbos. Whoever does malacha on Shabbos, most you must, he will die. Now, Rashi tells us on Shabbos Shabbosain, Menuchas Margoa. It is a Menucha of Margoa. Margoa is like a deeper level of rest. Velo Menucha Saroi. It's not a temporary state of Menucha, but it's a deeper level of Menucha. Try to understand this. Menuchas Margoa. And this is how Rashi translates the word Shabbos Shabbosain. In other words, it would give you the impression that if it only said the word Shabbos itself, you wouldn't have the Shabbos Margoa, this deeper level of Menucha. So I'd like to share with you, there's a Meshech Chochma, and there's also an interesting Torah Tamima. And the concepts are the same, but they're applied a little differently. So first I'd like to point out in the Meshech Chochma, on this pasuk, he says, in Yisro, in the Seres HaDibris, this is the Meshech Chochma, it says, Sheish Yishamim Ta'avod Va'asisa, and you will do work. In other words, there it doesn't say ye aseh, it says ve asisa, and you will do your malacha. But he says uva kisisa in our parsha, and in vayakel lamed hey pasuk beis it says sheish yishamim ye aseh malacha. Ye aseh malacha means the work shall be done in the passive tense. Not that you shall do malacha, that you shall work, but the work shall be done for you. Te osem malacha. And Rashi, the Chazal tell us in the Mechilta, Bizman she'osim mitzvah shel makom, when Klal Yisrael is in good graces with Hashem because we fulfill the will of Hashem, so then we're in a level that malachta nasas ayidei acherim, that our work is done by others. Right, that we don't have to take care of our own parnasa; it's done for us. He says that's bizman she'osim ritzono shel makom. That is when it says ye osem malacha, the work will be done for you, so to speak. He says v'zeh meduktik, and he says that now we have a diak, because in our parsha, Parshas Vayakhel, it says yeh lachem kodesh. We read this pasuk together, or kodesh yeh lachem. Right, it shall be holy. He says as follows. He says that Shabbos is Mosefes Kedusha on Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a certain madrega, we're Kadosh, and our Kedusha is enhanced by Shabbos. So he says, Bizman Sha'isav Ritzana Shamakam, when we do the will of Hashem, and we're Zaycha to be in a higher madrega, that the Goyim do the work for us, so Shabbos is Mosefes Kedusha on Yisrael, that Shabbos adds a level of Kedusha. And therefore, if we are oisim ritzana shomakam, so if you're oisim ritzana shomakam, we're zeichet to a level of kedusha, and that level of kedusha will result also that malachta nasas ayidei acherim. So again, we are in a higher madrega, we're oisim ritzana shomakam, however that's to be quantified. And we're Oisim Etzon Shamakam Kadoshi Elachem. We ourselves have a level of Kedusha because of Shabbos that we were heretofore not experiencing. And also, the Malach de Nasa Sayyidei Achirim will be able to sit in the Beis Medrash more and have our work done for us. Lo came be Yisroi, says that's not the same thing in Yisro. It doesn't say Kodesh there by Shabbos, because in Yisro it's talking about Ta'avod or Ta'ase, you will do the Malach yourself. We're in a lower Madrega. We're in a Madrega that we're not zeichet to sit in the Beis Medrash all day. We have to go out to the fields. We have to go out to the office and work. And therefore, we don't have that level of Kedusha. And therefore, if that's the case, if we're not oisim ritzani shalmokam, therefore it says ta'avod, right? And therefore it says you shall do the work yourself. So again, so according to the Meshech Chachma's diyuk, and we'll see more about this in just a moment by the Torah Tamima, he says when the pasuk in Kisisa and of a Yakal, it talks like in the passive tense that your work will be done. That alludes to the fact that you're in a higher madrega, that you won't have to do the work yourself if you're because you're oisim ritzon shomakam, and that comes together with an added level of kedusha. That's why it says the lashon kodesh with regards to Shabbos in this parsha. But back in Yisro, it doesn't say te'ase, it says ta'avod, you will do the work. So it's not oisim ritzon shomakam. I mean, we're not bad people per se, but it's not on a certain level. It's ain't oisim ritzon shomakam. I don't know exactly how to quantify what constitutes or what is the madrega of oisim ritzon shamakom, but when Chazal say oisim ritzon shamakom means you're doing the will of God or you're not doing the will of God, so we're not doing the will of Hashem and Parshas Yisro, so then we have to work for a living, and therefore the Shabbos doesn't come, it's not Maisav Kedusha because we don't put ourselves in a matzav of Kedusha because we're not oisim ritzon shamakom. Ad Khan, the Meshech Chachma. The Torah Tamima, he says, is as follows. He brings the various places in the Chumash. He brings his Parsha Sisro. It says Ta'avod, and then it says Vas, and right? Ta'avod Vasisa, you will work and you will do the work. And then in Parsha Sisro, it says V'yom HaShvi Shabbos. It doesn't say Shabbos, Shabboson. So the Meshech Chachma was not dealing with the difference between the word Shabbos, Shabboson, and just Shabbos. But the Torah Tamima picks up on this. So he says in Parshas, see, the Meshech Chachma is only picking up on the fact that it says Kodesh or it doesn't say Kodesh. But the Torah Tamima says back in Parshas Yisro, when it's talking about Ein Osim Ritzon Shomakam, so the word is Uviyom HaShvi'i Shabbos, a regular Shabbos. In Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Sheish Yishamim Ta'asim Asecha, you shall work. Again, you will do the work. Uviyom HaShvi'i Tishbos, a singular language. V'kan lefanenu, in our parsha, it says, Sheish Yishamim Ye'oseh Melacha, in the passive. Uviyom HaShvi'i Shabbos, Shabboson, the double language. Right? He says, U'leregish b'chol elu ha'lashon is digna b'nifli. He says that these deyukim are wondrous. They're lahafli. Why? He says, whenever it says ta'avod or ta'aseh, directly that you're doing the work, sayem, the Torah ends with the word of yom hashvi'i Shabbos, that it's Shabbos. It doesn't say Shabbos, Shabboson. And wherever it says te'aseh, the work shall be done, like in today's parsha, or ye'aseh, rather either te'aseh or ye'aseh, it says yom hashvi'i Shabbos, Shabboson. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Shabboson? Okay? So I already read to you the Rashi, that Rashi says that Shabbos, Shabboson means it's the Shabbos margoa, it's a deeper sense of rest. It's not a resting of Aroi. He says, according to the Medrash Agoda, he says it's beautiful. The Malocha of the Sheish Yishamei Amasa, when it's done Ayyudei Acherim, so it comes out, if you're not working, if you're spending most of your time in the Beis Medrash and you're davening and you're learning and you're saying Tehillim and you're involved in spiritual things, so your week is already more weekday-like because you're not doing work. If you're spending the day on the tractor and you're working the fields, so then that's a vachadik avach, right? It's a weekday kind of week. You're working. But if you have a yid that comes in to the Beis Medrash all day, and he sits and learns, he's not doing malacha, right? I mean, he's sitting and learning. He's devoid of that malacha. Of course, you're doing small malachas here and there. You're turning on the lights. but the point is that your day ostensibly is not spent doing avayda. It's not spent in a vachadik way. He says, if that's the case, he says, when the malacha and Shabbos, when the weekday is Yemei HaMa'aseh, right, when you're working, he says, then you're putting the week is chol. So then your one step up on Shabbos is, now it's not chol anymore, and now it's Shabbos. So the word Shabbos is used. So the Shabbos is not in terms of the deepest sense of Shabbos that you could have, because just the cessation from work distinguishes between weekday and Shabbos. So I'm not working, right? But it's not putting you in the greatest spiritual Shabbos, Shabbos. And you see, there's two things in Shabbos, and we've spoken about this before. The Ribbono Shel Olam created two things. There is the fact that we don't work on Shabbos, but that's just a heder malacha. That's a cessation of doing work. If you don't work, you're resting. But then Ribbono Shel Olam created a positive sense of menucha on Shabbos. Shabbos there is invested with a positive energy called menucha. It's not just cessation of work, but you're putting yourself into the menucha zone, right? It's a zone of deep menucha, and it has spiritual trappings to it, right? That's a Shabbos Shabbosin. That's a higher level than just not working. In other words, for the working man, he comes into Shabbos, oh, I'm a chaya Shabbos, I don't got to go to the office today, right? I can relax. It's more of a relaxation, and you won't have to answer your phone, and we don't have to go on your computer and check your emails and so on and so forth, right? But that's the immediate benefit of Shabbos, because you won't have to do the malacha. But a person who already is not doing malacha during the rest of the week, he's oisim ritzon shel malkam, and others are doing the work for him, so he already is positioned to tap into a higher energy of Shabbos, this positive aspect of Shabbos. The Shabbos Shabbosan, the Shabbos margoa, as Rashi says, it's the deeper state of rest. Velo Shabbos Arayi, it's not only the temporary. Temporary means, okay, for one day, I don't got to go to work. That's what it means, temporary. I don't have to go to work. That's okay, that's a madrega. Halavai Klal Yisrael should all be Shomer Shabbos. It says if we keep two Shabbosim, Mashiach will come. It doesn't say that they have to keep this deeper level of Shabbos Margoa. Halavai, that Yidden should just keep Shabbos, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, and that would be good enough for a Geula. But for these special Yidden, the Oisim Ritzonah Shel Malkam Yidden, the Yidden that don't go to work, and they're able to sit and learn, and they're able to do Ritzonah Shel Malkam all week long, so they're already tapped into a spiritual relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's Shabbos? Shabbos is much more transcendent. That's the Shabbat Shabbason. This is what the Torah Tumim was saying is. He says, Kishka Malocha B'sheishas Yemei HaMa'asin Nasas Ayidei Acherim. So Havi Etzlo Yemei Achol. Then Gam Kein Shvisa. He says, and this is the dip between the Shabbos Shabboson and the regular Shabbos. So now we have two thoughts over here. One from the Meshech Chochmah that tells us that he expresses it not in the Shabbos Shabboson, but in the fact that wherever it says that the work is done for you, it tells us Shabbos is Kodesh Hilochem. So that's the same concept. There's a Hisaf of Kedusha. Right, and when it says you do the work, it doesn't say the word kodesh, right? Because you don't have that special transcendent level of kedusha, because we're not osim ritzon shel malkam on that same, and that's a mechilta on that same theme. I should say it's based on mechilta, and on that same theme, the Torah Tumim was telling us that the difference between a regular Shabbos and Shabbos Shabboson is how you approach the Shabbos. What do you do all week long? If you're oisim ritzon shel malkam, so anyway, the malacha nasas ayidei acherim, so your weekday is already considered less chol. So then your Shabbos is much more elevated because you're able to go to a higher madrega on Shabbos, the Shabbos Shabboson, the deeper Shabbos. But if a person is working during the week, so then halavai why he should be able to keep regular Shabbos, and that Shabbos is the lower Madrega, not the Shabbos on the regular Shabbos. Okay, so that's one thing I wanted to point out. Then now there's another Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk, Lamed Aleph Yudalid. Lamed Aleph Yudalid. Ushmartim Esa Shabbos. Now listen, look carefully. Keep Shabbos. Ki Kodesh Hilachem Etzoli. Fine. Michalalel Mos Yumas. If a person is Michal Shabbos, he will be put to death. Now what's that death we're talking about? Skila. Ki Kol Osam Bala Malacha. Because whoever, what does ki mean? Because whoever does Malacha on Shabbos, V'nechvasa Nevishahi Mekarev Amah, his soul will be cut off. Now what is that called in the vernacular? Kores, right? Kores, right? What is more severe? Misa b'dei Adam, when a person suffers death at the hand of Beis Din, or Kores at the hand of Hashem? Misa b'dei Basar v'dam. In other words, Skila is a higher Madrega, is a more severe punishment than Kores. So the Meshech Chachma asks, it seems that we're being told one thing on the next. A person says, you know why he's chayiv misa? Because he's chayiv koris. Well, koris is a lesser madrega than being chayiv misa. So he says, actually, the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Ayin deals with it according to its way. But he says he wants to say according to the pashtus of the pasuk. He points something very interesting out. He says like this: we know that if there's a person whose life is in danger, it's bikuach nefesh. So he says, we're doicha Shabbos, we push aside Shabbos to save the life. So if you have a scale here, you have Shabbos on one scale and a Jewish life on the other. What takes precedence, Shabbos or the Jewish life? The Jewish life, right? Because if a person is mechal, if a person is bikuach nefesh or mechal Shabbos, you compromise Shabbos to save the life. Understood? He says, but yet we find that if a person's mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. So how's that rational? In other words, if a Jewish life is more important than Shabbos, and incidentally, we'll be mechal Shabbos to save a life of a person who's not a shomer Shabbos, right? A person, a yid out there in Nebuch, something happens, he's hit by a car, he's bleeding to death. We'll do whatever we have to do to save his life, even though he's not a shomer Shabbos. In other words, a Jewish life is more chashuv than Shabbos. So why is it if a person is mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv misa, we take his life away? I mean, what's more important, the Jew or Shabbos? Right? You're thinking for a second. Something sounds not right with this equation, right? But let me tell you the way the Meshech Chochma describes it. He says like this: Be'emes kedusha shashabbos nitches b'bnei nafshei Yisrael. The kedusha of Shabbos is pushed aside for a yid. Why? Ki im ein Yisrael leka Shabbos ba'olam. If there's no Jew, then there's no Shabbos. Because umi ya'idu al shvisos Hashem imazav al kadmusa ba'olam. Who is going to say testimony? Who will be a testament to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and rested on Shabbos? There's no one to speak about that. I'm going to say this, kaviyochol, right, doesn't need anything, but the way we speak is, Hashem needs us, so to speak, right, to be able to prove and to pronounce and to proclaim that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, and that he rested on Shabbos. Im Yisrael lo shomer Shabbos, but he says, that's true, so Shabbos needs us, Shabbos needs a Yid, but im Yisrael lo shomer Shabbos, if the Yid didn't keep Shabbos, who garua v'nivza afan abahema, he's worse than an animal if he doesn't keep Shabbos. He doesn't tap into Shabbos. He's not made on the akadmas of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's worse than an animal, and therefore v'nisqal, that's why he's stoned. So now that's the way he explains it. So if there's a yid and there's Shabbos and the yid is dying, you have to preserve the yid, because preserving the yid is preserving the Shabbos in the long run. Because if you don't have a yid, you don't have Shabbos. If you didn't have Klal Yisrael, you don't have anyone being made on Shabbos. You have no one being made on Kadmas HaGav Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, but if a yid is mechal Shabbos then, so because there's a responsibility not to be mechal Shabbos, and he did, he's worse off than the behemoth. He says, and that's why he's stoned. Why? V'zeh kapora, so he needs that kapora. Ki gamim ein a niskal, because if he would not be stoned, nafsho nichreses min akesher ha'amitz, his soul is cut off from the strong kesher, akshir kshur k'nes Yisrael b'Hashem v'tarasai. So it comes out like this. When the Pasuk says that this person has to have skila, he's Machal Shabbos. You know why he has to have skila? Because he needs the skila to be a kapora. Because otherwise... But otherwise, if he doesn't have that kapara, v'nichvasa ha'nefesh ha'him mekarev ama, because his whole nefesh, his whole nesham is cut away from the Ribbono shel Olam, from Klal Yisrael, because he went ahead, it was mevazeh the Shabbos by being mechal Shabbos. So important is the role of the Yid to substantiate, if you will, it's not the best word, but in order to bring out Shabbos and bring out the Ribbono shel Olam in the veld, that if we don't do that, we're mamish like a behema, and if we do that, we're taka, we're cutting ourselves off from the Ribbono shel Olam. So that's v'nichrasa, and no more neshama connected with Hashem. Therefore, Bos Yumas, you know why he dies at the end of Bezin? To be a kapora, to bring him back into the fold, because if he's not brought back into the fold through that misa, every time Bezin gives misa, it's a kapora. V'nichrasa nevishahi, because otherwise he would be detached forever from the soul of Klal Yisrael. That's the way the Meshech Chachma understands Pasuk. Beautiful pshat, but it also gives us a wonderful understanding how he says that Shabbos, so to speak, needs the year. Because without the Yid, there is no proclamation of Shabbos. Have a good rest of your day. Goodbye, Gabriel.